Anthony. Fox.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 in Carlin, the Bot, 7:05 on December the 15th. December the 15th. Is that, 10 more days until Christmas? Can that be right?
But you know what I'm getting you for Christmas?
No.
It's a new pair of eyeglasses.
No, thank you. But you don't like these tiger striped ones that belong to you that I just happen to pick up as I wander through the studios because I can't find any of mine. And speaking of not being able to find anything of mine, here's Bad Bob.
Okay, good morning.
You know, Bad Bob, how are you today?
Fine for a Thursday.
Well, you know, one of the things I was going to talk about today, since you are a lover of these, is they just went down in Orange County and just took some children out of a house that had 110 cats in this house.
That's a bit of that's a hoarding.
110 cats in this house.
Well, it can happen.
And they
that
said
fast.
They said the stench and everything inside that house was just horrible.
That I can't imagine. That's irresponsible.
It's child endangerment.
Yes,
but just 110. I know you love cats.
Yeah. All things in moderation.
110. You know, every time I think about this, 110 cats in a house, inside a house, what it must be like. I just, it's just, I'm appalled by that. Anyway, say hello, Bad Bob.
Hello, Bad Bob.
How many days have you done all your Christmas shopping?
There's some last minute things to pick up, but for the most part, we're keeping it simple this year.
Oh, that's good. But speaking of not simple.
Whoa,
but very beautiful, very beautiful and complex is Linda.
Well, thank you. I don't know what to say about that.
I can't go, oh, and speaking of simple, I would never do that. I mean, I would, you know, I'd hear this, and there'd be a bite mark on my shoulder. And you know what? Now, there's people can see us. Go to live stream.
Okay.
And they can watch you reach over and smack me. I mean, they just hear kind of a muffled bump in the background.
You know, I'm not sure what side of the bed you woke up on this morning, but I got to tell you what.
I levitated out of it.
We worked out this morning. You know, we had our option last night. Do we want to do this?
No, we don't want to go there.
We need to do this because we have, you know, a full Christmas ahead of us. We need to, de-stress and all that good stuff. If you've just tuned in, it's currently 43 degrees downtown. That's 6 Celsius, but it's a 43 degrees foggy day. Rain, 60% chance of rain today. Mostly clear this evening with a low of 37. Tomorrow, it looks like it's going to be sunny with a high of 61. Mostly clear Friday night with 35. This is that, fire pit weather. We love that. Also, you probably want to know, we have all kinds of things that are going on, but today the headlines is the U.S. war in Iraq officially ends.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about that when we get back. After we finish your... When is this day?
Well, how about we do the Wells Fargo Minute.
Okay.
And we come back, we were going to do our spotlight on some of our local businesses and what's going on. We need to always...
United Way in that.
Pay attention to that. And let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 91 points this morning at 11,915. The S&P 500 is positive 8 at 1220, and the NASDAQ is positive 11 at 2551. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 4 cents at $5.27, and Bonanza Creek Energy down 30 cents at 1520. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 8 cents at $14.49, and North Valley Bank is down 3 cents at $9.61. Turning to the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there today, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.91%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is up 35 cents at $95.30. Gold is up $1.40 at $15.88.30, and silver is up 10 cents at $29.04. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much. Our Wells Fargo advisors, and this morning, Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Market Minute that goes at 710, 810, and 905. They're out there on Park Marina Drive, and we've met our advisors, and they are just a bunch of great people, and they've got lots of information.
I know, they're great. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the headlines, the U.S. war in Iraq that is ending. You probably want to hear some staggering statistics. Wave to the camera. Hello, you're listening to KCNR 1460.
Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Plus, hot seat drawings for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on five screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBot. 7:12 in the morning. It's December the 15th. 10 more shopping days till Christmas.
This
when
song.
You have to run out and you got to find that, you know, pair of tweezers or something to bring in and put underneath the tree. Somebody's already got one of her presents.
I love Casey and the Sunshine Band. Shake, shake, shake. Woo!
Now, I have to hasten to add that people on watching the video live stream, because of our contract with live stream, cannot hear the music. So when they see you dancing, it helps to explain what you're doing.
Oh, dear. Well, soon we'll find another program where we can nix that, because that's part of the whole coming in and out.
Well, there's licensing issues, and Congress is about to make that a whole lot more complex with the Stop Online Piracy Act. So,
well, you know, Congress can do anything. You know, Congress needs to do things to take care of those big businesses and those corporations, those unions, because they sure as heck don't take care of us.
Well, let's talk about the Iraq War.
Officially ended today. They took down the flag at the last compound there. They've folded it symbolically and put it away in the sleeve. And it marks, 2003, April, May 2003, that we started there. So it's almost 10 years. And about 4,500 U.S. personnel died over there. How much money was spent?
$800 billion. And according to
thousands of Iraqis died.
Statistics, there's 4,000 troops that are still there.
Yeah, but they're going to be out by the end of the year. Now, the question is what came of this? We went in there. We went into Iraq after weapons of mass destruction. Well, you know what? That, even though that is was never an official reason. you know, that weapons of mass destruction. Did Saddam Hussein have weapons of mass destruction? At one time he did, because he used them.
A lot of people ask you that conversation when we're having dinner, and they're like, what about the weapons of mass destruction? And that's what we went in for.
I don't believe that was exactly what was said. And, you know, and frankly, it's the thing I guess that's bothered me the most about the Iraq War was the way it was prosecuted. You know, I was there, and right as the war, as the quote shooting war was over in 2003, and I was doing contract work there, and we saw things unfolding which made no sense to us, like disbanding the Iraqi army, which gave them no money and no leadership and no type of stability there. We didn't close the borders. We didn't go out and right then we should have declared martial law. And by the way, this is next day quarterbacking, we should have shut down the border. We should have put in probably 50,000 more troops and declared martial law and just swept the country, taking all the weapons, everything out of there. Because there was no safety. There was Saddam Hussein had released the criminals, and the criminals were running amok. There were gunfights on the streets. Everybody felt like they needed to be armed. And it was just, you know, and then, like I said, when they disbanded the army, this was a huge impact on what happened. And then you had all the time that the Sunnis and the Shias were kept under some kind of control, and then it cut loose. It was just a tremendous amount of fear, bloodshed, destruction. In 2006, when I went back again in 2006 and 2007, the amount of the fighting was extremely fierce. The only thing that changed was when, in Al-Anbar province, when the chiefs, the sheikhs, decided that we were a much better bet than Al-Qaeda, and they turned their people and allied with the Americans. And then the surge. The surge played a huge part. Every time a congressional group came by, I'd hear our generals say, "We need more troops on the ground. We need more boots on the ground. We can hold any place we're standing, but as soon as we leave, they filter back in." And so, at that point, when Bush finally did the surge, allowed us, along with the Anbar Awakening, which pushed the Sheikh and pulled so many thousand of their young men into the police, which was the ones that really hunted down Al Qaeda, is when we started winning. And yes, we did win that war. We destroyed Al Qaeda there. We brought peace to the land. There's a democracy. As I've said over and over again, women had got the right. They received the right to vote. They hold offices now. Now is the type of democracy that we've got? No. And what's going to happen after the last troop pulls out? As I heard, you know, Biden wanted to break the country down into three regions, you know, the north, the west, and then the central region. And who knows, maybe that'll happen. But, you know, frankly, the way Obama's handled it here at the end was it's a good chance that everything that's gone in front of it can collapse. He couldn't make a deal to keep troops there to maintain order. I think he bungled it.
Do you think that we made the right decision to go into Iraq as a nation?
You know, again, we get into the Monday morning quarterbacking, is that we had been attacked in our own home. More people killed on 9/11 than had been killed at Pearl Harbor. So we went after the terrorists in Afghanistan and hunted them down and won that. And then you had, you know, it appeared that there was evidence that Saddam Hussein was going to back him. There was a threat that there were he could have weapons of mass destruction. There was all these threats there. So you go into it and say, you know what, he has already caused one war. And so Bush went in after him, and again, the senior military leadership and the senior government leadership missed the fact that unless you do certain things after you depose Saddam Hussein, there is going to be a backlash. There is going to be people wanting to, you know, wanting to settle old scores. And they're still doing that. The different militias. There's, you know, Sadr and all his people. And then now, and in the top of all of that, you've got Iran, who is over there is provoking people and putting in, you know, millions of dollars like they have into Syria and Lebanon. And now they're pushing into Iraq. I mean, if, you know, the major, you know, destabilizing force in the Middle East is Iran. And nothing's being done with that.
I guess it's always puzzled me that how can you rationally create a power vacuum and then not expect something to rush in to fill it and not have something ready to do that. It just, I mean, that's logic 101 is when it comes to politics. When you create a power vacuum, somebody's going to step in, and it certainly wasn't. We certainly weren't ready to do it.
Well, I guess the bottom line is the question would be, now that we look back at history, was it worth, have we made any changes? Well, has there been a milestone in our history that will be in our forthcoming history books about this war? Was it worth
well,
it?
Well, if you look at it, well, you know, was any war worth it? I mean, yeah, World War II was. And you talk about, was Korea worth it? Did it left the South Koreans free? Was the Vietnam worth? Was the Vietnam War worth it? I mean, thousands more killed and during that whole Vietnam War. We went into Kuwait, I mean, to rescue Kuwait. Was the Desert Storm, was that a worthy war? We went into Mogadishu in Somalia to save people. Was that a worthy battle? So when you get into, was the war, the global war on terrorism a worth, because you've got to put it all together, was that a worthy war? We've got to take a break here. Is, we have not been attacked since then. We have destroyed, pretty much destroyed Al-Qaeda on all fronts. I mean, the mid-management they have is on the run. The other thing you have to look at is what's happened in the Middle East. You know, the fact is that the dictators, the strongmen in Egypt have fallen. That in Libya has changed. Now, it's going to be for the better. We don't know. But has there been, you know, because of Iraq, of American forces being there and changing that, has that given hope to other people that's thinking, hey, you know what, maybe we can actually have a democracy? Or maybe we're just so naive to think is that it's just gave an example, it just gave the impetus for a fundamentalist sect to take over and make it even worse. Got to take a break. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 7:22 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:25 in the morning.
Oh,
good morning, honey.
You got your fire going now.
Well, you know what? You know, when you talk about the Iraq War, you can't take it. You know what?
Plus, you
the
did your
warriors
sit-ups.
That fought. The warriors that fought it. The 4,500 men and women that died over there. You know, and the bottom line is what's it gonna look like a year from now? And you can, you know, talk about big business. You can talk about all these other things, Halliburton and such. People go, oh, you just did it to get the oil. Well, where's the oil? Where's the oil going to? It's going to China, as somebody pointed out. And the last thing I just want to say about this is that if you really want to figure out would this have happened or how long this would have happened or what we're doing is become independent energy-wise, my friends. We've got oil. We've got other ways of taking care of these energy problems if our country would just do it. And you know what? The Middle East would become, at some point, pretty insignificant.
We might be just really, really surprised in the good old U.S. of A. how we could really be self-sufficient when we drove across country. And the vast open lands and the gas fields in Wyoming. You don't even hear about that, the natural gas fields in Wyoming.
You know, and here we are, we're screaming about coal and we're all these things. And the fact is that it takes some time to figure out how to be energy independent. It's used to nukes. But as long as we keep sending hundreds of billions of dollars a year to the Middle East, this is going to be a problem.
I have a question, sir. Maybe you have seen this somewhere. Any death, of course, is a tragedy for the family. But are there any statistics on the number of actual combat deaths versus things like motor vehicle accidents? I remember there was a big story about this poor sergeant was electrocuted in a shower because of shoddy workmanship. But those things happen anywhere. Do we have any kind of ratio on how many were actual hot combat deaths? And I find it remarkable that you can have something like this going on for nearly a decade, and not to minimize these losses, but only to lose 3,000 some total. That's remarkable. Think about the number of people who died in one day on Iwo Jima and places like that. This is a whole different kind of war.
It is, and the fact is that people get into this. We need to fight wars where there's nobody killed or there's nobody wounded. I'm serious about that. And the fact is that because we prosecuted the Desert Storm in such a way where there was very minimum deaths because it was fought from with the air a lot, but then when we went in on the ground. That it was with crushing force, and we had been bombing them and attacking them for 35 days before they were 40 days. But here's the thing is you're going to lose people, but there were less people killed. There was less military killed during a year. And I hate to say this. There was less military killed in combat while we were in Iraq and Afghanistan than there would have been killed ordinarily in training accidents on the roads and like that. That being in combat was probably one of the safest places to be if you were an 18- or 19-year-old male American. Your chances of being injured in combat were less than were if you were walking down the streets of Detroit.
And I'm
not trying to lessen that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, you're in there ready. You know, to fight. You're protected. You've got all your ponchos around you and the whole thing. But your chances of coming out alive at the other end of a year were better than somebody in Deer Point, Michigan.
And the civilian tragedies were staggering and a terrible thing, but. How about Dresden during World War II? Look how we simply reduced that city to because it was part of the process. And, a civilian in Dresden.
The firebombing of Tokyo.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, but, after this time, it started in 2003. It's ended Thursday today, officially. And, God bless all those men and women who served their country. Who
absolutely.
Fought
and thank a veteran.
And the families and the sacrifices they made.
Absolutely. Again, it is currently 43 degrees downtown. We're looking at around 54 today with rain. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Let's not forget New Year's Eve. And actually, right now, we're booking Saturday entertainment for January and February. So there's going to be another live music series. When we get back, we're going to talk about, hey, there may be in Northern California a new toll road. They're trying to pass a bill. We'll get your input on that and share some information with you. And plus, this day in history, this day in history as well, you know, of course, it was 1939, the year of the best movies. We saw a special on that. How about you? We're going to be right back after these messages. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of green on Wall Street. After some better-than-expected news on the U.S. economy, at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow up 131 points. There's some encouraging news on the labor market as jobless claims drop to a three-year low. 366,000 people filed for first-time benefits last week, falling well below Wall Street's expectations. It's the lowest number of claims since May of 2008. Wholesale costs climbed higher in November, boosted by an increase in food prices. According to the Labor Department, the producer price index rose 0.3% last month. That's slightly higher than expected. The so-called core index, which factors out the volatility of food and energy prices, fell short of estimates. And manufacturing in the New York region rises to its highest level in 7 months. The Empire Manufacturing Index from the New York Fed came in with a positive reading of 9.53. That's more than double what analysts had forecasted. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
It's fourth and goal, and they need a touchdown. So, Bill Curry of Boston, Massachusetts, you better go for it, because your wife wants that sapphire and diamond ring for Christmas, and you need to score more than a field goal. Also, could you quit leaving your wet towel on the floor? It's seriously annoying!
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants, from the jewelry store at Macy's.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Freedom is the only thing that means a damn to me.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center. MD Imaging.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning, December the 15th. Only like 10 more shopping days till Christmas. If you're like me, I'll be out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. As he says, your windshield is still repairable. If you've got a crack bigger than a quarter or grown into a long crack up to 24 inches, he can fix a 24-inch split in your windshield. He's done 12 inches of mine and my windshield, and I can't even tell it's there. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. You get a hold of Jeff, you just give him a call at 241-8373 or go visit him at 3208 South Market Street. Hey, you know what we've got?
We're over here cracking up, Carl, about Crackmaster.
Crackmaster. You know what? He does good work. I mean, you can't even tell.
I've called Jeff.
You know Jeff. You know, hey, Dave. Dave's here from Let's Sell It. But he's got something actually that is...
This is serious stuff here. This second annual Servicemen's Feast, we want to invite the community to it. And it's about the local National Guard's soldiers and their families, Redding, Red Bluff, Mount Shasta, and Eureka, all Northern California, as well as the veterans, widows, and firefighters, law enforcement, EMTs, first responders, and so on. We're having a dinner. This is a second annual turkey and ham dinner. That's Sunday, December 18th from 3 to 8 at the Veterans Memorial Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. And it's put on by Walmart Heart, Missing in America, a joint venture with Redding Loaves and Fishes Veterans Food Bank. And if you can help with anything, you can call Fred at 226-9900 or Jeannie Burrows at 529-8482. We fed 600 people last year, one day.
That's great. And you know something else is they just had a number of the local National Guard just got back yesterday.
We're going to take care
from Iraq.
Yeah. We're going to take care of them.
And also they're looking for some toys. And we're going to be talking about this, you know, for not that's this weekend.
That's this weekend. This weekend. Sunday.
That's right.
Can't
miss we'll
it.
Keep hitting it a few times. So it's going to be Sunday, December 18th from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall right there on Yuba Street next to the fire. Or not fire engine, but the post office.
Post office, between the post office and railroad tracks. The old post office.
Right. We need some toys.
Yeah, we'll need some toys. If anybody can help out, again, call Fred at 226-9900. And we're trying to help those folks that have helped us and in the past.
You've got a toy drop box at Tobacco and Brew?
Yes, we do. And you could probably drop them off here at the station if you like.
Absolutely.
Yes, as well. And we'll have
flyers
at 1326 Market Street right here at the station. So,
so come on by.
You come in. There's all kinds of wonderful information. We're going to be filling you with full of information here in the next 30 minutes. And I think we need to go to the phones here.
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay. Thanks. No, thanks, like that.
Hey,
okay.
Jay.
Hey, let's go to Jay first. Jay.
Hey, good morning. This is Jay, the yellow cab driver, with your morning traffic review.
Yeah. Okay, what's going on? You said there was something horrible happening.
Yeah, a guy got hurt pretty bad over on Bonneville. It looks like he probably fell asleep because from the tracks, he went off the road, hit a tree, and ended up in the middle of both lanes heading from 273 to Bonneville, Bocelli up in there. So that entire area is a disaster, so stay away from there if possible.
Okay. Well, you know, that's good to know because, you know, people on their way to work today and those that still have jobs. So
hey, a shout out to you, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Our yellow cab guy.
Yeah.
You know, we do know that we have some people that would like to see if you are working on New Year's. So we'll talk to you afterwards. I know that
yes, we are. We will take care of anything and everything you need to be taken care of on New Year's.
All right. We'll be giving you a call.
All right.
Just keep the drunks off the roads and keep people out of trouble, right?
Absolutely. And, absolutely.
And Fargie.
Have a wonderful day, guys. Take
Thank
care
you
yourself.
So All much right, for thanks. The information. Again, there's a there's been a
big
wreck-up
on Mountain View there by the
so,
golf course.
Yeah, so please be careful. We have about a minute left. Let's go to John on line one. John.
Good morning, Linda. You know that's not enough for me.
Listen,
good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
I would like to, since you mentioned the toys program, yesterday they had a Toys for Tots in memorial for Adam Martinez, who was killed in that horrific fight thing that happened at Club Ice. They came out with $3,000 worth of toys, which came out to about 370 toys for local children in the area, and it was done in memorial, and I think it was just a fantastic thing.
That's
and I
great.
Wanted to make mention of it.
And okay, before you go, it's Fargie. Fargie's on the, in our chat room. Fargie, you need to call me at about, you know, five till or five after the news, and let's talk about that toy run you're doing too. Okay, sorry, John, go on.
That's okay. We need all of them we can get. Now, I'm going to switch subjects completely and just say one thing, and this was from the Associated Press that says, Saudi Arabia acknowledged for the first time that 15 of the September 11th suicide hijackers were Saudi citizens, but said Wednesday that the oil-rich kingdom bears no responsibility for their actions, so we attacked Iraq. Does that make any sense to you, Carl?
Well, there's a lot of things that don't make sense to me. But and that's probably one of them. But, you know, again, I go back to energy and oil. If we were oil independent, if we were energy independent, you wouldn't be hearing about this. It would not be this problem.
We could have taken that $800 billion and developed the oil industry in our country instead of spending it on prosecuting a war against the wrong recipients.
Well, there's a lot of people that agree with you on that.
I know. Okay, I'm through. I've ranted my part.
That's okay. We always appreciate and welcome your rants.
And you know what? If I didn't have you two guys to talk to, I'd have no friends at all.
You have lots of friends, John.
I would have to see you on the river trail walking briskly as I am in my, what are those things called again, those two-wheeler things?
Segway. Your Segway. Yeah, right. You can tell it's John because he's shouting across the river at people.
All right, John.
Yeah. Talk to you guys
Thank
later.
You so much. Right. Hey, come here. We're going to take a break. When we come back after this break, we're going to be talking with John Truitt. If you're online and you have us up on your stream, you'll see John. Wave to the camera, John. We're going to be talking about Viva Downtown. There's a new discount card. We're going to find out where you can get it, what stores are participating, and what is Viva Downtown. We'll be right back after these. We also have a call waiting, so
yeah,
wait
we've got
right
a call
there.
Waiting too.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 43 degrees down here at the station, 1326 Market Street. We love, you know what we love is connecting. And at the break, we had a fabulous phone call from Maui Bob, who has two boxes of brand new stuffed animals.
He's going to bring down here.
He's going to bring down here, and so I guess that will be going towards
Toys for Tots.
Doing Toys for Tots.
Yeah. Or we'll do it for the we'll feed the veterans, or for the feeding of the veterans and the servicemen's feast. They need toys there. We'll do it for that too.
We'll do one box for that's how it should work.
That's it.
One we'll boy split. For
okay.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go.
So. Okay. And that's what's really fabulous about doing what we do. It just gives us complete, you know, and of course it's the season of giving. And somebody who we've never actually had on the air, really, really, I've had you on my show, but I mean this morning where we've talked about you are president and head of Viva Downtown, and we're talking to John Truitt. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Linda. I'm the director of Viva Downtown.
Okay.
But thanks for calling me the president.
Oh, director.
You're very presidential.
Yes,
looking
you are up. Very presidential.
Thank you. I have no intention of running, however.
Oh, John, you're a mover and a shaker, and we know that you've emceed so many. You know, you did the Dancing with the Stars.
Had the pleasure.
And you, you do so much for our community. And I remember meeting you years ago, and you've always just been a bright light in our community. So your energy is very well spent being the director of Viva Downtown.
Well, those are kind words, Linda. Thank you very much.
Well, tell us, our listeners here on KCNR Land, and also those who are streaming through our video, what is Viva Downtown and what are you guys doing?
Well, you know, Viva Downtown is a national Main Street organization, and Main Street organizations are geared around historic preservation and also a revitalization of what are the historic cores of various different communities around the United States. We originally started out as the people that host Market Fest. That's what people still know us for best. But over the years, we've been involved in the Cascade Restoration Project, removing the mall from the roof, getting extra parking spaces in downtown, and all kinds of other things that help make downtown a more vibrant community. And I've heard from a lot of people that say, you know, especially in the past few years, they see a lot of extra business going on in downtown. It's becoming a draw, especially for a younger crowd that's discovering downtown. And we're really happy about that.
Well, we see that too. Market Fest has been brilliant to bring that down here downtown. Our office is right here on Market Street, so we can walk right down to the mall and the Cascade. I mean, the other night I went to go see a Cascade Christmas. I walked out after my show, and boom, I was there in what, 5 minutes, maybe.
Isn't that great?
Fabulous.
You know, that's part of what it is that we're trying to elevate here in this community, is that you can have a community where you can walk places, and it's amazing how much time you have when you walk someplace. You know, you can walk to the post office and get some stamps. You can walk and go see a friend. You've got Crown Camera, you know, right across the street here. You've got places to eat. And so you think that, like, a car saves you a lot of time, but actually it's getting in the car, driving, getting a parking space. I mean, we occupy our time so much in cars, and just working and living in downtown gives you a whole bunch of extra time. And also, the whole place looks different. You know, when you're walking, you notice nice things, you know, plants that are in front of buildings, you know, signs, other people, you know, everything just looks better when you're walking.
And it's vibrant. So we can like to keep the vibrancy downtown, especially when people are thinking about, do I want to move here? What does Reading have to offer? You kind of drive to the downtown scene, through the downtown, like where is the courthouse, you know, where's the downtown post office? And that kind of gives you a feeling of, you know, what's it look like?
Downtowns is what separates towns from each other. You know, you think about a lot of different communities. You know, we've all stayed at airport hotels, and you know, we've all been to, you know, all kinds of restaurants and shopping centers that show up alongside of highways. But when you think of communities, you think of their downtowns, because that's what actually makes them unique. That's where the history started. That's where you find services that have been around for a long time. That's typically where you find, you know, the older business, mom and pop businesses, places that are owned by people in the community. So it just gives you a stronger sense of community and a stronger sense of what's valuable to that community.
Well, I would really like to hear, I'm sure our listeners too would like to hear some statistics as far as maybe percentage-wise of businesses that are coming back to downtown that maybe left.
Give us an ish. Certainly, let's use what's known as the Atrium. At the south end of the downtown mall. That was empty.
Beautiful.
For a very long time. It's been refurbished, and now there's about six or seven different businesses in there, and about 75 people work in just that building. So and they go out and they shop at the stores that are within a few blocks. They eat at the restaurants. So that's doing a great thing. Also, I understand from Michelle Godert, who, you know, is in charge of Midtown Mall, that occupancy has been up over the past few years. There's also new construction going on over on Pine Street. You have a multi-use building that's going to have stores below and residences up above, downtown Gateway, which is right next door.
Yes.
Stores below, residents up above. And the developer of that project says, I'm only going to have projects that do have mixed use, because his apartments are spoken for before the businesses are spoken for.
I think
so
all the apartments
doing pretty well.
All the apartments here in
Weaver, we rented him yesterday, and he's done just a bang up job.
Yeah, it's in here in Chevron Square too.
Yeah, Chevron Square and Nathan.
He's got all his stuff.
We saw him yesterday and just said, "Hey, you know, you guys are, you know, going for it. You're right."
We expanded here where we're at here. I'm looking at
we've got to take a break, and we come back. You're listening to John Truitt, who is talking about Viva Downtown. There's a new card that is, well, we'll tell you about it when we get back. KCNR 1460.
Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invite you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars, a great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other
fluid have all been checked. The CARS gift card. CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBoss, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. You know, they've been in business since 1985, and our friends down there are sharpening everything: saws, knives, router bits, shaper, cutters. This is the time you need to get your chainsaws ready. You're cutting all the wood. You know, you're doing all these things. They are the people to go to. There is no other place in town that does a better job and takes more care than R&B Sharpening with Judy and Bob. Just give them a call at 530-365-1479. That's 365-1479, or just drop by and see them at 6915 East Side Road, Building 6 in Anderson. They do great work, and they are big in our community. Well, they are. I mean, they do so much. R&B Sharpening.
Big sauce. Ah.
Let's get John back on.
With us this morning is John Truitt. You've heard his voice, of course, on so many commercials, Crown Cameras. Kind of like, you know, your famous voice on that commercial. And, of course, you're in charge of the Market Fest and so many things. That you know, so you see this tall, handsome, blonde guy. That's John Truitt.
Wow, thank you very much,
yes.
Linda.
And, of course, we know your voice. But here's something new that you want to share with our listeners.
Yeah, we've got a downtown discount card. And we've got a downtown discount card. Thanks for putting me close to the mic. I've been looking at this card. It's got specials for Spoon Me, Need to Speed, Vintage, Market Street Steakhouse, Crown Camera, which is naturally close to my house, Mallory's, a whole bunch of other businesses, discounts that are good all year long. And Carl and Linda, I've got a card each for you because you've been such good boys and girls this holiday season. And you can pick up one of these cards for $25 at Enjoy the Store. Which is right
fabulous.
Next to Enjoy Magazine there on Placer Street.
We love Enjoy. They're on tonight. They're going to be taking my On the Spot with Linda Butt Thursday night. So they always talk about what's happening in their store. Oh, my gosh.
You know, those are fantastic people. Talk about good boys and girls. I mean, they do so much for the community, and this is a way that they're helping out and giving specials to some of the businesses that are downtown, and we really love having them as a neighbor.
Okay, here, for $25, you guys, this is a great Christmas idea, too, because here's what's happening for the for your friend. For your friends that live in Reading, you've got the Angelo's Pizza, Mallory's, Crown Camera, Vintner Cellar, Maxwell Eatery, the Chain Gang, Downtown Java Cafe, Wavelengths, Leatherby's Car Wash, which is a really great car wash. We take our cars there. Anyway, that is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank. We have to, you know,
yeah, I
want
to thank our friends
people.
Over
yes.
at U.S. Bank for printing those for us. You know, it's really a great deal, and it's also want to, you know, repeat, it's not a coupon. It's a nice hard plastic card that you can use multiple times.
So, you pull it out again. If you put it in with all your other stuff, it is a credit card. If you guys can see here,
it's not a credit card.
It's a discount card.
It's a discount card.
Yes.
You just show it, but it will last forever.
It's a downtown discount card is what it's called. Viva Downtown.
It will last forever.
It will last forever. It will never, even when you throw it into the landfill.
That's the way we are at Viva Downtown. We want to make some permanent things.
It expires 12/31/2012. So this is a card that keeps giving all year long.
What a great stocking stuffer. I mean, a great thing if you're running a business and you have employees and you're not sure what to get for your staff. Run on down to Enjoy the Store and pick up a few for them.
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Thank you so much for that.
Sure. Thank you for everything you guys do.
Thank you, John, to it, really. That is just really,
well,
really,
you know,
awesome.
One thing we believe in, and we know John believes it, and people talk about it, I don't know if they really believe it, is shop local and stay local. You know, that is, you know, this is our local downtown. You know, like you said, you know, you look at a downtown and you want to have a resurgence, and it starts downtown and it pushes its way out. And there is a lot of things happening down here, like just like you said. And, you know, it can't be just enough to just say buy local, stay local. You've got to walk the walk, too.
Yeah, you have to.
You know, you can't, you've got to take that effort.
Absolutely. I mean, those tax dollars stay here in our community to help, you know, pay for all the municipal things that we need, yeah, that we've come to expect in a community. And also, you know, you've got a local person that has local people working for them. I mean, it's a multiplier effect. You spend a dollar at a local business, it multiplies. That person has money to buy from their suppliers to pay their employees.
Oh, yeah. Each dollar is spent like three or four times.
Exactly.
And so like 60 or 70 cents of every dollar that you spend locally stays here.
Exactly.
This is pretty cool.
So we're big on that.
So head to the Enjoy store, which we are going to be doing, and buying, of course, a box and bag of stuff to send to our friends. And we got to take a break. Thank you, John Truitt. And
hey, thank you for having
discount
me.
Discount car Viva Downtown, and that's happening at the Enjoy store. Thanks so much.
Hey, take care.
Hey, we come back. We're going to have the Reading Assistant City Manager. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Reading and, you know, some ideas for next year. Carl Lindebot.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It started in 2003 and ended today. The war in Iraq, as troops have been leaving the country for an end-of-the-year withdrawal deadline. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin's live in Baghdad.
There was a ceremony at Baghdad Airport where Commander General Lloyd Austin put away the command flag.
Our men and women displayed incredible courage in the face of daily attacks.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta was there too. He paid tribute to the million-plus Americans who helped to stabilize Iraq.
And this progress has been sustained even as we have withdrawn nearly 150,000 U.S. combat forces.
Just 4,000 or so remain, and they'll be departing within days, Dave.
Well, Alistair, the government runs out of money tomorrow night, unless Congress can work something out amid a payroll tax cut standoff. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live on Capitol Hill.
House Republicans are ready to move forward with a bill to keep government funded beyond Friday and have already approved a payroll tax extension, but neither winning high marks in the Democratic-controlled Senate.
We've done enough, Mr. President, back and forth, the Republican leader and me.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid striking a far more conciliatory tone today with his Republican counterpart, Mitch McConnell.
We're confident and optimistic we'll be able to resolve both on a bipartisan basis.
And Democrats also considering dropping a contentious surtax on million-dollar incomes to pay for the Social Security tax cut. Dave?
Jared, unemployment lines were shorter last week. First-time jobless claims dropped to 366,000. That is the fewest in about 3.5 years. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 54 points. Today was supposed to be Haiti Ibarra's due date, but her daughter was born in August, prematurely, at just 24 weeks, believed to be the third smallest baby to ever survive.
She was 270 grams. Well, half a pound.
Now little Melinda weighs 4 pounds, and she could go home by New Year's Day.
It's a big, huge miracle.
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now is a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. We're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
It's a last chance for Iowa caucus goers to hear from all the Republican candidates. The last debate before the 2012 contest is tonight, and some voters still aren't sure who to support.
Paul is on the list, and Perry.
Newt Gingrich is the front runner in most polls. Tonight's debate's on Fox News Channel and here on Fox Radio. Fewer homeowners are stressed out during the holidays.
Foreclosure warnings fell 3% last month, down 14% from last year.
But we did see an increase in the properties moving into auction.
That's Realty Track co-founder James Sicasio. Nevada leads in the most foreclosure warnings. Hurricane season won't start until next June, but forecasters are already trying to figure out how bad 2012 will be, and they're having a tough time.
Aside from the National Hurricane Center and NOAA, Colorado State University issues predictions on the Atlantic hurricane season. They often release their first predictions for an upcoming season each December, but not this year. The university's lead hurricane researcher, William Gray, says their forecast models aren't panning out. It's the first time in 20 years they haven't made early forecasts on the number of storms. They say they need until April to come up with more solid numbers. Evan Brown, Fox News Radio.
George Clooney could be a big deal at the Golden Globes. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah has the nominations live.
Dave, it's George Clooney against George Clooney when it comes to two of his films, The Ides of March.
You okay?
Nothing bad happens when you're doing the right thing.
Is this your personal theory? Because I can shoot holes in it.
And The Descendants.
I'm the backup parent. The understudy.
The films are competing against each other in four major categories, but old Hollywood reigns supreme, with the 1920s-era silent film The Artist landing 6 nominations. In second place with 5 nominations, the 1960s racially charged film The Help and The Descendants. The Golden Globes will be handed out next month. Dave?
Yeah, they'll be handed out, Sabrina, 9 days before the Oscar nominations. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. 8:05, December the 15th. And for all you recalcitrant gents who haven't done your Christmas shopping, you've got...
That's a big word.
10 days. Because, you know what, you can get up early still on Christmas morning.
Oh, stop.
And you can race down to one of those convenience stores
no,
that are open.
I tell you.
Get one of those expensive $2 bottles of wine. Wrap it up. Or as Bob does, Bob's been known to get a quart of Amsoil and bring it home because
the air freshener, the little Christmas tree that hangs
But you individually wrap them. But you have to individually wrap them so that it's got like 10 or 12 of them, and then the nail tweezers. Yeah. And of course, you need the Excedrin, those little boxes of Excedrin, because you're going to be hurting so bad later on. Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. I'm
you don't even want to know what's going to happen to a piggy.
Seriously, it's always the jewelry stores on Christmas Eve. The men come in on Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock, and they're just like, I don't care. Here, I only planned on spending this much, but I'm screwed. I gotta do it now. So they'll just definitely...
Just give me this.
Yeah,
just give it to me.
It's cha-ching and cha-ching, and that's the plastic.
Would you like
going,
us to wrap that for $150? Oh, yes, do that, too. Do that, too.
I really want to thank Maui Bob. He just brought in those stuffed
Maui
animals.
Bob.
That is so cool. Shout out to
Maui Bob
for the stuffed animals. I also want to share with our listeners... Last night, or yesterday afternoon when we got home, I had a surprise gift from Santa. There was no name on it, and I had said something about my slippers being cracked on the bottom, my little deer foams. And all of a sudden, no name, appears from Sears, a brand new pair of deer foams. I've never had this style before, and I think I am very happy because they have the hard bottoms, so you can walk outside. If you got to take the dog for a walk, you have to, you know, turn the water off and on or something. They have the hard bottoms, and they keep. Thank you so much, Santa, and the little elves and the helpers.
It says here it's from Elk Killer. So sweet from Elk Killer.
I was so happy. Thank you so much. Looking at our temperature today, we have a foggy morning out. We're gonna have likely
a foggy morning.
Foggy
every day
morning,
here.
60 degrees. 54 today with about 60% chance of rain. Mostly clear tonight with a low temperature reaching around 37 degrees and. Tomorrow, high of 61 with mostly clear tomorrow night around 35. Looks like we have a beautiful day, beautiful weekend. Really no forecast so far from the National Weather Service. It looks like we're going to have any snow or rain. So it's just a sprinkling of rain last night.
They did say there was a big wreck out in Bonneview. We had Jay, the yellow cab, our yellow cab traffic director out there, who said there looked like they had... It shut down Bonneview Lane out there by the golf course. You know, it looks like it was a bad wreck. We haven't had an update from that. Jay, if you're listening, give us a call.
And one of the things you can possibly do for a stocking stuffer for your man, because women can always, you know, buy the sweater, Cypress Square Barbershop.
That's right. You can buy
a gift certificate.
Gift certificate from them, but we'll talk about them a little bit later. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 54 points at 11,877. The S&P 500 is positive 4 at 1216, and the NASDAQ is negative fractionally at 2538. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 2 cents at $5.25, and Laredo Petroleum Holdings up 75 cents at $18 even. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $3.26, and XO Group is up 1 cent at $8.05. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there at this point in time. The 30-year bond is yielding 2.09% as a result. In the commodity markets, gold is down 22.30 at 15.64.60, silver down 38 cents at 28.55, and crude oil down 57 cents at 94.38. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KQMS.
And KCNR.
And
thank
KCNR.
You so much.
Kathy, gotcha.
Busted, Kathy.
I can't believe it. You're sitting in our room drinking our coffee.
You were here yesterday.
Hey. Okay, look, that's we so much appreciate our Wells Fargo advisors who are located on
her head is full.
Yeah, at 710, 810, and 905 in the morning, and they're out there on what is that? It's
Park Marina.
Park Marina. I'm sorry. Yeah. They're located out at Park Marina, the Wells Fargo advisor team.
All right. Coming back, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to our assistant city manager, Greg Clark. And say hello, Greg.
Hello. Good morning.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
That's
after
our sneaky
these
way of making
yeah,
you
right.
talk, but we don't turn your microphone on.
KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the land, snow is glistening. I'm beautiful.
There's a new cube in town, and it's at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Are you ready to drive off in a brand new 2011 Nissan Cube? Come down to Wind River Casino and play the Cubalicious Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Nissan Cube. Over $70,000 in prizes up for grabs, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double entry bonuses. Win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, December 29th, where you can drive off in your very own 2011 Nissan Cube. For more information on Wind River's Cubalicious Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives.
Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning on December the 15th. People are talking about stocking stuffers in there. Angel says she's going to get her husband a sleep mask to wear while she's driving. I think that's a great idea. I want one of those.
I think it's perfect. Hey. You know, it's like sit over there and hush up.
You know, I've got, before we get to our guest, we were talking about some of the things that you can get for the stocking stuffers. Well, you know, with Bastiani Arms. They've got a lot of home defense ammo on sale. PMC Starfire 45 caliber. So, and you know what? Yesterday, I'm sorry, but yesterday was the last day that you could do a background check so you could pick up a weapon before Christmas. And but there's still plenty of great things going down to Bastiani's. They've got ammo on sale. They've got all types of little stocking stuffers for that shooter in your family. And it's out of Bastiani, of course, that Ted Leidy and I are teaching our advanced pistol class. We'll be talking about that more. Next month, we'll be
and
talking
again,
about it more.
You can always get a gift certificate.
That's right.
I think every, you know, what person doesn't want to have a gift certificate for anything they want to spend? It could be a case. It could be a holster.
They have knives. They have optics. Yeah. They've got concealed carry classes down there. I mean, you can get just all types of things there at Bastiani Arms.
And a hunter safety. And they also have it for kids. And I think that everybody needs to know. Have that safety class and that option of knowing, how to be able to use a firearm and know what they're all about.
You know, even if you don't have weapons in your house,
yes,
your children should know about weapons and know about safe weapons and know what to do if they see a weapon in somebody else's house. You know, to help avoid any accidents like that. It's having a weapon is a huge responsibility, but your children should also know about how to handle themselves around weapons, even if they're not in your own home. Okay,
well,
enough of that lecture.
Well, with us this morning is assistant to the city manager, Greg Clark, the city of Reading. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right,
you want his job, though, don't you?
What?
You want to be city manager.
I'm perfectly happy where
I'm at. Hey, why don't you tell everybody what you do? I mean, when we talk about city manager, you know, of course, Kurt Starman, he not only does he get the spotlight on him, he also gets everything that comes flying past him or at him. But then you and I think there's, what, two assistants?
There's assistant to the city manager, myself, and Barry Tippin, who's assistant city manager, and also our interim RU, Reading Electric Utility Director.
Right. Okay, so what do you do then?
Gosh, there's a variety of things. Kind of the fixed main things, I oversee the city's contract with Animal Regulation of Haven Humane Society, which does our animal regulation services, licensing services, things like that. I oversee the city's contract, which is a little over a year old, with the Shasta Cascade Wonderland to do tourism services, the Reading Convention and Visitors Bureau. As you know, we outsourced that
Bonnie
a little over
Sharp.
A year ago. That group and
yes.
Bob Warren and
yes.
Fine Group
That's
down there.
That's fabulous.
Oversee that contract to work with them. And a lot of other sort of liaison duties. Again, there's just three of us in the office and an executive assistant. So people come in, they have questions, they have problems. There are a lot of issues that come up through city council meetings or other things that I may be kind of the staff person for the city manager's office on committees or groups or working groups or things like that.
Greg, can you tell us a little bit about, tell us your history. You're coming to Reading. Tell us how you got here.
Okay, well, the covered wagons. We came over in. And, I've lived here. We moved here in '68. Actually, came here in high school and went to local school, Shasta High School, Shasta College. Went away, got my degree at University of Oregon. Go Ducks!
Yay!
And, came back and actually began my career. I was a journalism major and began my career at the Record Searchlight. Started out as a reporter there and intended to stay 5 years. I stayed 31 years, worked my way up through various positions, city editor, graphics director, eventually managing editor for about the last 12 years. Moved over to the city of Reading about a little over 4 years ago. Opportunity came up, sort of the right fit at the right time and new challenge, and came over, been very happy, really have enjoyed it. New and different things, helped having a very good context of the city of Reading, knowing the city and seeing it kind of from a journalist perspective and the issues and things, I think has helped a lot in working with the city, you know, a lot of the players and a lot of the issues and things.
So. That's wonderful. Great. So I wasn't aware of your history, and I think that's fascinating. And it actually does make sense that you've been covering a lot of things, and then you kind of, like you said, know the players, know who's like in the history of some of the things that are obviously that you're now working on negotiations or contracts or overseeing. That's fascinating.
Yeah. And since you've you're the public information officer, so you've got the background for it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Stillwater. I like to talk about the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. And then, of course, some of the things that are going on, like the new police facility, privatization stuff, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
All right. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It is 8:20 in the morning. I hope you're having a great day. We are. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Greg Clark, the assistant to the city manager, on just a number of items here that are affecting our not only our city, but our county and everybody around us here.
Have to live with varicose veins? MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Nabot, 8:23 in the morning, December the 15th. It is what? How cold is it out there, Bad Bob?
We are currently showing about 44 degrees.
44, it's not too bad.
A little foggy.
Yeah, it's going to get up to, what, 56 today?
That,
and
yeah.
It's a little damp out there. It should clear up. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Talk to Mike Huber down there at 241-7866-241-STONE. You think that granite and marble is way too expensive for your home. It's not. He will work within your budget inside your home, in the kitchens, in the bath, you know, outside with fire pits, you know, building barbecues, the whole thing. He does great work. We've seen it. We've been to his facility there where he makes all the stuff, and he makes it himself. With Newt, who is one of his workers there. I can't say enough about Estate Granite and Marble and the kind of work they do. So give them a call again, Mike Huber at 241-7866, or look at his website at estategranite.com. Granite and Marble for all budgets. Our guest today is Greg Clark, who's assistant to the city manager. Let's go in and start talking about some of the economic development here, Greg. A lot of news about this company coming in and buying up Stillwater with the to do movies and TV.
It's Clarity Entertainment is a film production company. They operate, do work right now in Southern California. I believe they're leasing space from another major studio to do work, but they've expressed an interest to coming up and building a new production facility here in Redding.
They want to build a production facility?
That's their intent, you know, something where they would actually have sound stages in large buildings and do filming and do their production. They do shows for their family-oriented shows, things for Hallmark Channel.
Can you give some examples of some of the shows they've done?
You know, I can't think of any right off the top of my head, but they are sort of G-rated movies and
things. Well, Hallmark, you know, if you look at Hallmark, the channel, that they have those kind of feel-good family movies that have messages in them.
Yes.
And when you said that, I understand, you know, as opposed to being on MTV or Spike or something like that.
Yes.
But Hallmark, yeah. And you know what? They even take TV movies, and they I don't know if the right word is they clean up even TV movies, like one with a couple that I've seen that had Tom Selleck in it about a detective. They've actually cleaned up words he said that was already on a TV station and cleaned it up. So that's Hallmark. But it's good family fare. Yeah,
and it's very popular right now. I mean, family oriented G-rated movies are
hard to find.
Yeah. And a big thing now. So.
Yeah, so they've experienced a real an interest in coming up here, everything I've heard.
They have. They've talked with Pat Keener, is our economic development liaison, is kind of point person for Stillwater and economic development. He's been working extensively with them. John Trouton, our broker for Stillwater, has also been working with them, looking at two parcels right now. Actually, have reached a letter of intent for purchase of those. And mm-hmm. Looking, you know, possibly more depending on what happens out there.
Yeah, because there's another business that wants that they're talking about, the aluminum siding or aluminum company or something like that.
Southern Aluminum Finishing actually had we'd reached an agreement for them to purchase the first lot out there. They've since kind of gone a different direction. The good news is they're staying in Redding. They will be expanding and doing jobs, just not at Stillwater. There's another company, Southwest Paper, which we have had discussions with, again, a startup that is expressed.
As soon as you said paper, here it comes.
Hey,
on the chat room, watch it. Here it starts.
Under the economic development topic what is the city doing through your incentives to attract high-quality jobs? I think everybody needs to hear what you guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's certainly their incentives. We want large companies, manufacturing, good high-paying wage jobs to come to town. We also really want to work with existing companies and ones that are already creating jobs or can add jobs. City has a economic development policy that provides for job credits for additional jobs that are created. So if you create 10 or more jobs, you can get up to $1,500 per job in credit. Those credits can be used toward the fees that you have to pay for, you know, sewer, water, impact fees, those sorts of things. for economic or industrial development, we waive the traffic impact fees, which are what you pay to expand roads and things in that area. We have special economic development rates through Reading Electric Utility, again, if you meet the criteria. And the jobs must be, you know, well-paying jobs, you know, at least the median wage rate for the Shasta County area.
Which is?
It's about $16 right now, somewhere there, per hour. So these are, again, the incentives are there for these companies. We've had...
Shasta County's paying $16 an hour?
That's the median. That would be the median. So.
Is that, I mean, for, I mean, is that,
it's a county.
Do you take what, the average income, and you make it, and you break it down to that, or how do you do that?
That would be done by, you know, the EDD, the state folks, but they take, you know, all the wages that are paid out there and come up with the midpoint of the median on that.
Does that include salaries or just hourly wages?
I believe that'd just be hourly, yeah.
Okay. They include government jobs in that?
I should. I believe so.
Okay.
We've got about a minute left. I would like to ask, of course, again, here's one of the talking points, how local hotels are helping to finance their promotion through the Business Improvement District.
Okay. Well, back in 2008, the hoteliers, and everyone realized that to compete with some of the other areas, you know, the Monterey's and Bay Areas and people that are getting tourists, they needed to find a source of revenue to really increase advertising. So they have basically self-assessed themselves the transient occupancy tax that they do. They add another 1%. That money goes strictly into advertising and promotion. They do that. There's a 5-year term on this district, and that's extra money that goes into promoting themselves, essentially.
Okay. We've got, we got like 30 seconds left. We come back. Our guest is Greg Clark, who is the assistant to the city manager.
To the
city manager.
Yes.
To the city manager. We've talked about Stillwater, and that, you know, who knows? I understand that some big stars coming in town and kind of like it because they can go down and eat someplace and nobody recognizes them, which is probably good in some ways, but probably bothers them in others.
We'll
Carl
be
in the
right
bot.
Back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Cautious optimism about finding a way to keep the government funded past tomorrow night.
I think after a little bit of drama, this thing will break through here, and hopefully we'll find a way out.
Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas, Majority Leader Harry Reid, and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell say they're trying to work out a compromise, but government agencies are being advised to prepare for a shutdown.
The White House and Senate Democrats have insisted that a federal spending bill agreed to by the House and Senate not be voted on until after a payroll tax holiday extension is worked out. Republicans call it dangerous brinkmanship, and the House, which already passed a payroll tax extension, is considering moving ahead with the spending bill anyway.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. The last debate before next month's Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa will be tonight in Sioux City. Most polls showing Newt Gingrich holding the lead. The debate will air on Fox News. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Are you tired of the same headlines day after day? Stocks plunge on global jitters, economic collapse, no consumer confidence, recession, depression, breakdown. Rich Dad Education is coming at the Hilton Garden Inn in Reading, providing free financial workshops to help you succeed in this unpredictable economy. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, this free 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest
in 401ks or mutual funds. Why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education training next Wednesday for one day only. Reserve your place now at RichDadFreedom.com or call 800-264-0922. That's 800-264-0922. Register now and receive a gift just for attending. Call 800-264-0922 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Carpet One announces a sale so big it won't wait till next year. That's right, a major flooring distributor is liquidating their entire inventory of flooring products, including major brand names, Armstrong, Bruce, Quickstep, and more, with full manufacturer's warranty at well below wholesale pricing, beginning this Thursday at Carpet One's first ever tent sale. Ceramic tile starts at 59 cents a square foot. Carpeting starts at 79 cents a square foot. Vinyl starts at 69 cents a square foot. Homeowners, contractors, and the general public, this is a once-in-a-generation sale starting this Thursday with thousands of square feet of flooring products to choose from. Carpet One's tent sale runs through December 22nd. Come early for best selection. With below wholesale pricing, inventory won't last long. Put your flooring project on that holiday shopping list because these incredible prices won't wait until next year. Located in Reading, just south of the post office at 1615 Placer Street, Carpet One's first ever liquidation tent sale.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Shocking what happens at the break.
KCNR.
Darn good thing I turned those mics off.
Carl Lindabot, I didn't say I was going to shoot it. 8:35 in the morning on December the 15th. Unless I get a clear shot and I know that there's nothing behind it. Okay.
Maybe just a little scare.
Okay. Just stinging a little bit. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right on Athens Avenue. DC and Tim, discounts to veterans. I can't say enough about them and the haircuts they give. Take a step back in time. It really is. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, good conversation there. Man's Last Stronghold. Get in there and catch up on your reading on Car and Track and National Geographic and those. You know, Bob likes National Geographic. He's very, you know, Bob's the intellectual of the group. I pick up the NRA rifleman. So, anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop. You need a haircut for Christmas, everybody, so go on down there and get that and just have a great time. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I want to remind everybody about a Serviceman's Feast on December the 18th. Sunday from 3 to 8 p.m. on the Veterans Memorial Hall. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. So those local California National Guard soldiers and their families. Troops have recently returned. And, you know, in fact, a number of our California National Guard came home yesterday. And troops that are getting ready to deploy soon, as well as veterans and widows, firefighters, law enforcement, all first responders, all patriots are welcome. And, again, turkey ham dinner, December the 18th, please. And we've got people bringing in, by the way, bringing in toys. And so we need toys for the children. So we've just become a drop-off point today. So bring them down 1326 Marcus. We've already got three big boxes and bags of toys. Give Fred Salanti a phone call at 226-9900.
Some of the Shasta Rail Preservation just dropped off a big bag of toys.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing that. And this is going to help make a great Christmas. Hey, Greg Clark, assistant to the city manager, is our guest today. And Greg, we're finding out all types of things, and specifically what you do, which is cool. I want to talk about the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. Sometimes there's a lot of consternation as we pay them $795,000 a year. What do we get for that?
Yeah, there's a number of things. Essentially, when the city decided to outsource or privatize the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the agreement they reached with Shasta Cascade Wonderland was that they would provide all of the same things that were being done by the CVB before. And that was a wide range of...
Now, how much were we paying that before? Was that costing the taxpayers?
Well, it was closer to more than $1 million because okay. You know, so there are city positions and right. The inherent internal costs that go with that. So there's considerable savings by outsourcing that.
Okay, and that's a private. This is a private.
Correct. Year. It's just a contract for services. It's a 5-year agreement. We're in the second year of that agreement. Essentially, it pays for a 3-person staff as before. They have an office. We have a visitors center that gives out information. That's actually done over at through Turtle Bay. Very busy, gives out a lot of information. They track all of the calls or the information that they give out. They do. There's a promotional movie that you may have seen on like Channel 11 and the hotel, kind of the Loop movie. That's there. They do.
You ever thought about updating that?
They are. They're actually in the process of doing a brand new one on that too. They do internet advertising, internet spots, radio spots, television spots, advertising in numerous magazines and niche
throughout
magazines
the
throughout the United States.
Yeah. Sunset Magazine, you said
absolutely. Via and some of the other ones that we may not be real familiar with, but are target audiences. You know, seniors, RVers, those kinds of things. They do monthly and annual reporting for the city's Community Services Advisory Commission. They do recruitment for conventions. And I think there was some mention when the convention center issue came up that they weren't recruiting. They were trying to get conventions here. They do that very actively.
How many conventions have they found?
What
outside groups have we had come in here? And I can't think of any. Maybe it's just I don't pay attention, which is probably true. Well, how many in the last 3 years?
Oh gosh,
besides the loggers,
yeah, those there are religious groups that have come through. There are business groups. There are other trade groups. Part of the problem now is that a lot of the
coming into the convention center
that have conventions or have meetings there. Part of the problem now is that back in the 60s and 70s, in the heyday of the convention center and conventions, those groups, the Moose and the some of the fraternal organizations. Aren't what they used to be. They're smaller. They don't have the memberships. They're just sort of kind of fading away. And they don't have the big conventions and membership as much as they did. So that's difficult to try to attract those groups.
Yeah, because it seems like I can't when we say trade groups. I can't think of any anything in the last year that's been big there. Besides our regular stuff that we do. As far as getting a convention in, but that's. I do know is that Reading has, is got a lot of their beds occupied. And we have a high occupancy rate right here.
They do. I think part of that's our location. Of course, in the summertime, at the lakes and recreation and outdoor stuff, it's a great spot. Part of the really the thrust and the theme of the CVB right now is. Sort of Reading is your passport to adventure. Stay here, but go enjoy all the things in the surrounding areas, not necessarily just the city of Reading, but out in Shasta County and other areas.
And how do you keep track of if they're a success or not, as opposed to, say, what it was before?
Yeah. Probably the prime measurement is the transient occupancy tax, or TOT. That's the bed tax that you and I pay when we stay at a hotel room and pay 10% or whatever it is in that city. We track that monthly. We know what those numbers are. We know if it's going up or down. Shasta Cascade certainly knows what those numbers are. Their annual, the payment that we pay them on an annual basis is related to that. So if the TOT goes up, they get 25% of whatever that increase is added to that base $750,000 that we originally agreed on. If it goes down, then that payment will go down to them. So there's a real internal motivation for them to get people in, increase the TOT.
But they still make that original $750,000 no matter what.
It could go down.
Oh, but that could go down if
the TOT drops dramatically, we hope won't. And it has been going up slightly the last couple of years. It's working.
Okay. Right.
We're going to take a break here. And coming back, a few chat packers have questions for our assistant to the city manager, Greg Clark. Do let us know. And we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
This is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards.
to make your memory at the Gala of the Year. That's 474-5546 in Selmo Vineyards.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, I'm going to beat that drum.
Beat that drum.
8:45 in the morning, December the 15th.
KCNR, 8:45 in the morning. Yes.
Carl in the bot, 605-4567.
That's our phone number if you want to call in and ask a question to our guest, who is Greg Clark, who is assistant to the city manager of Reading, of course. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Inside of Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's. Now, do you know that every day they brew 7 different types of coffee? So you can go in. They have over 50 flavors to choose from as far as getting your beans and your coffee. They do a special coffee of the month. Yesterday they were talking about, Frank was in and it was celebrating with us our second anniversary and talked about how they had a Jingle Crunch and they brought it and he drank it somewhere at work and he said it was absolutely out of this world. So that's a good one.
Thanks a lot, Frank, for coming in and bringing us a card.
And thank you, Diane. Thank you, Diane. That's a sidebar, but Diane is the gal that when you call in, she answers the phone, but she's really a right-hand person. We just are so appreciative of having Diane, so shout out to Diane. Back at Tobacco and Brew, they have 35 different specialty drinks, and they have a lot of sugar-free and low-carb alternatives if you're looking for that, and they have a variety for kids that are caffeine-free.
They have discounts for veterans, and they are community supporters. I can't say enough about them. We really believe in Joe and Shelley and what they do for our community and them.
Another way to do a stocking stuffer is to gift certificates at Tobacco and Brew, and that is 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Okay, let's get back to the assistant to the city manager, Greg Clark. And we've talked about the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. You've explained a lot of things about it that are, that people had questions about. And we've talked about the economic development at Stillwater, which looks like if there's, a couple of things are happening here that are going to be very good, because that one thing with the studio, that's a lot of people they use. And they believe that they've got the base of people here in Shasta County and Redding and the surrounding areas that they can hire for this. And if they build a back lot, that's even bigger. That's even more stuff out there. And I imagine the tax base for this is incredible.
Sure.
One of the things you do that impacts on a lot of people is animal, that you are you're on the oversight committee for the city's animal regulation contract with Haven Humane. There are so many animals we see running around out there. There's leash laws, there's barking ordinances, there's dangerous dog ordinances. What exactly is a dangerous dog?
Yeah, a dangerous dog is basically a dog that, in animal regulations estimate, is dangerous to the public, poses a threat. Usually it's a dog that has attacked someone, bit someone, possibly attacked other dogs, something that they feel just poses a danger to the public. So what the ordinance has a provision that if animal regulation feels that way, they can impound that dog and then request a hearing. We have an administrative hearings board, which is a 3-person volunteer citizen panel that meets monthly and hears these cases. We put on, kind of present the information about the case and the facts and everything. The parties involved, the dog owner, certainly would hope would show up, and we say whether we feel that it should be, one, designated a dangerous dog, which would be a specific legal designation under the city code, and then, two, what the disposition should be, and that can be a range of, say, 13 different conditions, ranging from you have to keep it locked up, you have to have a special tag, you have to have microchip insurance, those types of things, spayed, neutered. Or, in the worst case, if we just feel that it should not be returned to the owner, they're not responsible, that we would ask or order that it be euthanized. So that's, again, there. You know, it's not a common thing, but it does happen.
Of course, of course. One of the things that I do want to ask, okay, you're, what?
Nothing, we have a question in
okay.
the chat room.
Do.
It's a completely different here, and he wants to talk about the Oasis Road intersection. What's being done to get that ready before the county gets theirs, Knighton Road, done, so that we don't end up losing the building battle and costing us tons of money because business moves there instead of Oasis?
Well, the city's been working on that for, the past several years. The first phase, and you've already seen that it's in, is a loop on ramp onto I-5, which is required just to be able to have any development out there. That allows us to kind of go through the first step and put some development out there. Of course, Costco is interested and is looking toward trying to locate a store out there, and the city has talked about, you know, trying to purchase their old building for a police facility. That depends on redevelopment's fate, so that's a whole another show probably. Working with a developer out there that owns the property at Oasis to make sure all this goes forward and the infrastructure is taken care of and put in and everything is made ready. So we're moving as quickly as we can. Of course, money is always a big object.
We're going to have to take a break, and when we come back, we've got Mike on the line. Hold on there, Mike, and when we get back, Greg Clark, assistant to the city manager, will be our guest, and hopefully we're going to be able to answer your question. KCNR 1460.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's.
So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco & Brew?
Tobacco & Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco & Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco & Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite. Our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR.
Well, I walk AM. Back.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:54 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Tomorrow we have, as our guest, Sharon Clark from Home Health. She's going to talk a lot about, you know, the seniors and things to watch for, but also Pam Giacomini, who is going to be running for the county supervisor in this election. We're going to have her on so we can learn who she is and what she stands for. Okay, let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
This is a completely off-topic.
It's okay.
You asked me to call and tell you about a ride that we were doing this weekend. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. No, because you've been trying to get in for 2 days, Mike. Come on, let's talk about it.
Real quick, you know, I'm a part of this. It's not my run of a motorcycle ride that's going to be escorting Santa Claus through town Saturday. And then for the annual Alano Club Christmas party for the children, those that don't know what the Alano Club is, that's actually a place where men and women and families can go and celebrate and also fellowship in a clean and sober environment. And it's just right there behind the Jeans Hamburger, so it's a short ride. I'm going to be meeting quite a few riders at the Starbucks, 10 a.m., off of Churn Creek near Home Depot. Any motorcycle is welcome. You know, it doesn't have to be the Harley-Davidsons. We may be able to talk you into getting a Harley. And after some refreshments went out, we'll ride through town, pick up a few stragglers at a couple small designated stops like the Mount Shasta Mall. And we'll party with the kids. Last year we had about 40 bikes, and when we pulled into the club, there was, I don't know, 80, 90 kids jumping up and down and just having a ball when Santa rolled in with all of his reindeer escorts.
That's great.
So that's what we're doing.
Okay, so...
There's a ton of toy runs going on, a ton of kids that are out there. You know, our listeners or your listeners have been great, and I see in the chat room also, you know, that they're giving, and I'm asking if they can't ride, if they'd like to donate a toy, and I can give out a contact number either to you or over the air, whatever's...
Give it over the air.
Contact number is my own personal number. Feel free to call it 646-5278. I could arrange a pickup for a wrapped, marked toy, marked for if it's a boy or girl, and approximate age.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
Appreciate it. And we'd love to ride with you personally, Carl. Hope to see you out there.
Yeah, well, you know, if I can find my bike, okay? It's been on a trickle charger for so long, you know? What can I say?
I think there's a bunch of Christmas boxes and decorations thrown on top of her right now. I'm sorry. No. You gotta
Mike, thanks so much for what you do and for what everybody does in this town. We appreciate it, my friend.
Service to our country and to your beautiful bride, thank you for supporting our service members.
Thank you so much for what you do.
Wow, okay. Thank you.
Wow. You know what? I just love this place. I mean, I love running.
We stop and we go.
I don't use the word love a lot.
No.
But this is a great town. This is a great city. And, yeah, we have our problems. But I just am just, you know, every day amazed at how giving our people are, especially veterans and, you know, and those that are less fortunate. You see them giving, you know, more than perhaps people that are better, you know, well off.
I will share with you on Saturday, we were at the Wreaths Across America, and it was a beautiful day. It was so heartfelt and so moving that we looked at each other and we said, and I will repeat that and share that with you. It was a very, very heartfelt moment for us. We said, we are in the right place at the right time doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And we know that. So without a question of a doubt, thank you so much for letting us be on the air for 2 years. And we celebrated our second anniversary yesterday. And for all of you who call in and share and supporting us. And we love supporting our community.
And speaking of supporting our community, Greg Clark, who is assistant to the city manager here in Reading, has been talking to us about a lot of things today. You wanted to finish up with it's during the Christmas holidays. A lot of animals get loose, a lot of get new puppies and all these things, and need to get them licensed.
Absolutely.
And that's important. Yep. Because
there are leash laws.
Leash laws.
They
barking
are enforced.
Ordinances.
And there was something about a barking ordinance that I just thought was really interesting because I said, oh, really? Because this is a talking point. What is a barking ordinance? Could you share with us what that is?
Sure. Basically, the city code says that you're not allowed to have a dog bark incessantly. And so, if someone's dog is barking, technically it's a violation of the law if it's barking for 10 minutes sustained or pretty much intermittent for 30 minutes. That's pretty technical, but...
It is technical.
It is enforced. And
but if you have a dog next door to you that's barking all the time,
and you can't
guarding
sleep.
Guarding their marijuana plantation and stuff. So, oh, that's another subject completely.
Oh, no,
that's right.
And that's another county. That's not here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, Greg, thank you so much. Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
here
it.
Well,
we like to have people know then now what you do, and because when you see just see names, and gosh, what do they do exactly? So it's a lot of things that you get involved with. So
very much.
Pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you. Okay. Well, like I said, tomorrow we've got one of the people running for it. We got Sharon Clark. We love having Sharon Clark on. She's always got lots of information.
She's great radio people.
And Pam Giacomini, who's going to be running for county supervisor. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Won't be turned up.